Hello, Hopkins Junior High. This is Dr. Tony Mazzaferro from Fullerton College. It will be my pleasure to make some comments today regarding your orchestra performance here at the CMEA State Festival. Looks like we're going to start with Nightbeat, and I'm looking forward to your performance. Nice crescendo start to your program. Wonderful viola sound. Good strong seconds. Good. Very nice. Make sure we're listening always for where that melodic idea is. And when it's in the lower strings, you need to bring it out more. Nice release. Beautiful work there, cellos. Could use a little more articulation in the basses. Don't rush this rhythm, first violins. Use more articulation from the double basses here on the eighth note passage. Work a little harder on the pizzicatos and double basses so we hear the clarity of the articulation. Let's balance to the melodic line just a bit better in the violins. Okay, violins, let's watch our scrolls. They tend to point down to the floor just a bit. Can we get them just a little higher? Hold the instrument a little more parallel to the floor. Really sing out this melody here, cellos. Good dynamic contrast, everybody. Violins, be careful here. You're not melodic at this point. You need to balance to the ensemble. I like where you have the basses set up in the orchestra. I'd like to see them move more towards the center so that we get more of their sound coming straight out at us. Again, basses, we need more clarity of the eighth notes here. And some of you are playing them off the string, and some of you are on the string in the basses. Full bow, hold, sustain, and then lift together. Are we going to keep the vibrato going at the end? Because we're inconsistent with keeping the vibrato going after the release of the last note. So let's make sure we are all clear on that and make sure it's marked in the music. But wonderful tone quality from the ensemble. Wonderful dynamic contrast. Very nice. Make sure we're all centered on that E-flat pitch in the beginning of this in the basses. Shape these phrases just a bit more, please. Think more about your bow speed here on the slow piece. Shape these phrases. Bring out that passing tone dissonance basis so it doesn't sound like a wrong note. Yeah, overall I'd like to hear more shape to the phrases, more dynamic contrast. Full bow, everybody in the violins. Even though back stands, we need to use full bow here. Yeah, really be aware of your dynamics here at 22, those that have forte and those that have mezzo forte. Grow on those long notes, violins. We could do even more with the diminuendos here as we shape these phrases. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, check your position on the C and B flat basses when you make that shift. Yeah, that forte should be an arrival point in the music, so make sure you're crescendoing into it. Full bow here, everybody. Now, this is all forte, so we need to use more bow, more intensity of the musical line, more physical energy here. could use a little more of the lower octave Debussy in the first violins. Shape the phrase. Even softer here. Very nicely done. Basses, listen on that last note for pitch so that if that's the last sound we're going to hear, that it's really pristine and in tune. Some really wonderful work here. Make sure we're shaping the phrases just a bit more. Think about these forte dynamics and how we get there, and now they should become arrival points in the music. And when you have an opportunity to use full bows, let's use them. Bring out the accents even more. Even softer here on the piano. That'll make the crescendos and the fortes more exciting. Very nice articulation style here, everybody. Good contrast there. Don't rush this rhythm violins. Violas can bring out your rhythm just a bit more. Shape the phrases. Yeah, a lot of times in music we see things on a page and think we're doing them. We need to do more as a musician in order for the audience to get the understanding of what's happening. Stay real steady on these eighth notes from violins. Grow into the forte. This is all forte and full bow. Sustain these sounds. Need more sound from the basses here. Careful, cellos, that this rhythm isn't louder than the melody here. Okay, very nicely done, everybody. Some beautiful attention to musical details. Very nice dynamic contrast. Excellent concept of tone quality. What I'd like you to do now is consider shaping phrases even more, playing the soft dynamics softer.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more hand for the Hopkins.
And then really working at articulation of the phrases and rhythms even more. Well, I enjoy getting a chance to hear you play today. It was a pleasure and honor to get a chance to hear your group. Congratulations.